Welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here with Cameron Camp from ESET. Welcome, Cameron.
Good to be here, Brian.
This week in San Francisco, the world gets together at VMworld, which is the largest conference for virtualization and cloud computing. There's a lot of attention on cloud and in many cases security. Cameron, let's talk about cloud security and really kind of dive in. There's no doubt people are going to move to the cloud, that's a given, and they certainly have moved to virtualization. But what are the questions they should be asking and things that they should be doing?
Well, the cloud is certainly, as a concept, has really revolutionized how some firms can do business, and especially smaller firms that don't maybe have a full budget to have, you know, the really big beefy IT department. They can basically rent one in the cloud and thereby supposedly have expertise that they may not have in-house, which is really nice. The question becomes, how do they treat security? And really, as a small business, do you have the tools that you need to analyze that? You may and you may not.
You know, one thing that drives people to the cloud often, obviously, is ease of use, which you've identified. They just don't have the skills, but also cost. You know, a lot of things that have moved to the cloud, people have seen large cost gains because they're not necessarily investing in the hardware and the people to manage that. Should you be wary if you're sort of looking for the lowest bidder here and the cheaper cloud? Are bigger brands safer than smaller brands? And any advice for listeners on that?
Yeah, I think a person, you know, it's the same thing. You get what you pay for. And you're right, Brian, that, you know, if I don't want to have a dedicated guy, or maybe I just don't have the budget for a dedicated guy to do something like intrusion detection, you know, which is a hard billet to fill anyway, I can go to a cloud provider. Now, one of the things you want to look at on the cloud provider is you want somebody that has a bit of a track record and, quite frankly, something to lose if they had a security problem. So the larger cloud providers have, you know, lots of dedicated staff to keep watch over your data while it's at rest and while it's in transit. And that's the key. So how does it get to and from your business to the cloud? You know, how is it protected in the interim? And also, what level of security do you really need? If it's just public-facing websites, well, that's not, doesn't need to be as secure as, say, for example, customer lists, which obviously need a much higher degree of security.
You know, one of the things I think people, particularly small businesses and individuals, look at the cloud for is a backup resource. So they tend to think of the cloud as storage, as a place to put their stuff. But at the same time, you know, much of that data resides in multiple places. It still resides on a physical device in your office or in your personal computer or that laptop. And particularly small businesses where personal computers may be also professional computers. Just because it's backed up in the cloud, that doesn't necessarily mean it's safe, though. Can we kind of talk about that a little bit?
Well, yes. And what you have to realize is the cloud is a bunch of computers someplace. And it also represents quite a big target if scammers are able to get in. Now, of course, the larger cloud providers are going to have more security than some of the newcomers to the game. The thing is if hackers get into the cloud interface through that provider, they might potentially have access to a lot of sensitive information. So it may make sense to have some stored locally and then maybe duplicated into the cloud. But it might make sense for small business to determine what is the overall, what we call the heart attack factor of potentially losing your backup data. And if that's the case, you have some very sensitive data that really can't be reproduced, like intellectual property, designs for that are core to your company's products. Do you really want them traversing across the wire or across the internet? And I think people are wrestling with that as well.
So Cameron has a fantastic blog up about things that you should ask your cloud provider about security and other things so you know what you're getting into. Although you may pick a brand, maybe you'll pick a local provider, but there's a great list of things that you should do. Visit blog.eset.com and get those tips for moving to the cloud safely.